Whitley Strieber. How you doing this morning, Whitley?
Fine.
I'm glad to hear it. On December 26th, the day after Christmas, 1985, best-selling novelist Whitley Strieber was abducted by aliens from his home in upstate New York. It was the first in a series of encounters that seemed, he writes, to be almost undeniably real, with strange, fierce, and quite amazing creatures who do not appear to bear any reference to earthly life. Well, they got two eyes, a nose, and a mouth. They're kind of like us, right?
Well, you had to have been there. I didn't think so.
Oh, really? Okay. Who played you in the movie, by the way? I remember the movie, but I don't remember who played you.
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken. There you go, in the movie Communion. Did you like the movie?
Not particularly much.
Well, because most authors, at least the ones that I can think of off the top of my head, they don't like the movies that are made from their books. Ken Kesey hated One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Stephen King hates all of his, all the movies that are made from his books.
Yeah, it's right. He hated The Shining, which was surprising to me. Yeah,
he's going to do another version of The Shining for television. He's going to make a different movie from the book The Shining.
Hmm.
But I don't...
Well, it was a bit over the top, the movie, but the whole thing is so over the top, I guess it's probably appropriate.
Now, your new book, Breakthrough, The Next Step, you report on the encounters that you have experienced in the last 10 years. So, the first one was on December 26th, 85.
The last 5 years, really.
Oh, in the last 5 years is Breakthrough, The Next Step?
Yeah.
So, how many times have you been abducted totally now?
Never. I'm not abducted.
Well, but, not abducted?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, the first time that happened, I woke up in I was not in my house, but it's not like being taken aboard a flying saucer. And,
yeah, well, I mean,
don't know what
I used
say that happens to people.
Right. I said abducted because in your press release it says abducted. It says Whitley Strieber was abducted.
I wonder if I wrote that press release. It's possible, I guess.
Probably not. If you don't like to... If you don't like to refer to it as an abduction, you probably didn't write it in the first place then.
No, I don't remember doing that. No, I think I wrote the question and answer.
So now what has gone on the last 5 years? Because I think many, many people did. The movie Communion was pretty successful, wasn't it?
No, it was a failure.
Oh, was it really?
That's right.
Well, see, I see
yes,
all...
Tom.
Hey,
really
no, I
well
see...
Here,
hey, I see all movies, so I just assume that it did well because theater was full when I went in there.
I don't know if we play one of those word associations.
The company that was releasing it went bankrupt while it was being released, and it was pulled. The theaters were full, but it was only out for about 4 days, and then it was removed.
Okay. Well, see, the theaters were full, though. That's why. So, therefore, the assumption that it did well.
No, Tom, the theaters weren't full.
Yes, they were.
No, they weren't full.
Leave me alone. All right, so.
They were for a few days.
Yeah, exactly. So, you wrote Communion. They made a movie out of it, and now Breakthrough, The Next Step. What has happened the past 5 years?
Well, I had about 5 or 6 things happened in that were witnessed by as many as 10 or 11 people. And that's primarily what the book is about, is these multiple witness things that took place.
Now, how many people in your family?
Three.
Or you yourself and you have one child?
Yeah.
Your wife and one child?
Yes.
Because if I remember right, it's been quite a while now, but I remember you were like in a cabin in upstate New York.
Yeah, that's right. And what I tried to do with this was to get some kind of verification, and it just took 5 years. That's why it's been so long since I wrote about it. Because it was very slow. Often I would have groups of people up there or film crews and so forth, and nothing would happen, but sometimes things did happen, and the people were willing to, let me use their names and so forth. And
so people, actually, you have eyewitnesses to these events.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what would happen?
Well, one night, one of these things came into the house and went from room to room, waking people up, and it touched the hand of one woman and... woke up the head of the film crew that was there. We did not get it on film, unfortunately. But
so he woke the guy up, and the guy still didn't snap to and get it on film?
The camera was on an auto, automatic camera and it was running. It was supposed to have picked up the whole thing, and it did not.
But the film, the head of the film crew to this day says there's no question this happened, that an alien touched my hand, woke me up.
Well, I don't know if it's an alien or not, but it's certainly something very strange.
Oh, so you don't know if they're aliens or not?
Well, of course not.
Well, but I thought
where they came from. I have no idea.
The creatures from the woods?
Why? I assumed that you had been aboard their craft or whatever, but that's not true.
I don't know. I can only tell you what I've seen.
Well, you know, it's hard.
When you say aboard their craft, I was in a room, a little round room. I don't know where it was. I didn't see the outside of it. Only one of my neighbors apparently did.
It's hard to doubt the story when he doubts it himself, you know? I mean, it's like we want to jump in and be cynical, but you beat us to it.
I don't know if
no, I mean, you're very objective about this, though.
Well, but at the same time, if I was a really clever fraud, wouldn't that be the way I did it?
Well, I hadn't thought of that.
Well, of course.
I like that.
The unfortunate thing is, it's a remarkable thing that's going on, because, like, I got 140,000 letters after I wrote Communion, and they weren't from kooks. They were mostly just from regular people who had unusual things happen to them and were kind of getting it off their chest. They did not. They were not looking for publicity or money or anything. Hmm. Just getting it off their chest, because it's something you can't talk about, you can't go to the doctor about, you can't do anything about. You just have to swallow it if it happens to you.
You can come on this show, though.
Not without ruining their lives.
Nice. So do you think this has ruined your life?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my house is in foreclosure. The sort of thing is, he makes a lot of money out of this. But the fact of the matter is that absolutely it has. This book, for example, because I waited so long, the 15 minutes are over.
What?
And I got paid very little for it. I get paid a lot more for fiction. And, you know, I'm just stretched real thin. But at the same time, it had to be done because I got so much from them over the 5 years, not only in terms of physical witness and a lot of people who were willing to come forward with what they'd seen.
Wasn't the other book a big success, though?
Communion and
Yeah, but that was a while ago.
Yeah. How about the movie rights?
No, that was paid nothing at all for the movie. They went bankrupt. The people, I didn't even get money for the copyright.
Is this even on videotape, or it's not? They never got it out on video?
It's on video.
It's on video, but not... You know, it's in the $70 type of video where it's only for rental. They didn't ever do the sell-through, which is the less expensive one.
Right.
So it's not been... People didn't buy it in the video store. You rented it.
Now, you say in Breakthrough, the Next Step, that you explore the possibility that aliens have been around for years, perhaps centuries, and looks at why they've been reaching out to you particularly. Why do you think they have reached out to you?
I'm not sure. I've tried and tried to figure that out. I think that maybe because they somehow knew I would write about it, or perhaps because they thought I wouldn't. I don't know.
Is this the same species of alien, or you think they're different types that you've seen?
I'm not sure. What I've seen looks alien. Other people have seen lots of different things, but you'd expect that if, you know, you're often usually waked up in the middle of the night, you're scared. Who knows what people may report that they've seen.
The book is called Breakthrough, the Next Step. Whitley Strieber, thank you very much for your time. The book is available everywhere, correct?
Yeah, it is.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Good.
Bye.
I talked to someone who read the book.
I'll never go to hell, I know that.
What did the aliens do to that poor man's brain?
It was a...
Sounded like he was about to have a breakdown.
You know what's really weird? When you said, do we have him on the line, just before I said, if you'd like a couple minutes just to wake up a little bit. And he goes, I am awake. Why don't I sound awake? I said, well, yeah, he's so...
Man.
He was most lucid talking about his hard luck.
You know, I'm weird.
I guess the book, though, is really, really scary.
I read the book, and I saw the movie and everything, and now... Recently, I'm almost positive that it was disclosed that he made the story up and admitted that.
You're kidding.
No, what about Breakthrough, the Next Step, though? He never admitted he made that up.
What?
Well, but waiting to hear what that is.
I mean, there's a possibility.
Way to bring that up, Tony, when he was on.
The KQ Morning Show?
Yeah, but if that story really were real, wouldn't he say he made it up?
Leave me alone. Honest to God, every question I asked him, nah, I don't know. Well, why do we have you on?
What an unusual interview.
It was the most bizarre interview I've ever done.
His press release calls it abduction, and he doesn't agree with that.
And no, it's not an abduction. Well, that's what the press release says.
No,
well, did I write that? How do I know who wrote it?
I know. It's in the book. He was so descriptive in communion.
And Bob and Stretch, you could hear little chuckles from
well, only for a while.
Were snickers.
Only for a while.
Then it became pathetic.
Yeah. Afterwards, it was obvious he was just so disturbed.
Yeah. Well, the thing about that Bob and Stretch were laughing at is I put the pretend gun to my mouth and pulled the trigger.
He saw that.
That honestly.
That was a pretty good chuckle.
If we had encounters with aliens, how would we be?
I don't know.
Or what if we didn't but said we did? Then how would we be?
Or what if we were a Strebe, like he is? Whitley Strieber.
We weren't laughing at the fact he was disturbed anyway.
No.
It was just the fact that everything you said he contradicted.
Every last thing. It was a big hit, wasn't it? Nope, was a total failure.
It was just a ball of fire.
Well, you were abducted. No, I wasn't. I don't know what I was. Well, you wrote you were abducted. No, I didn't.
What did they look like?
Yeah, it's like they look nothing like humans. I said, well, they have two eyes, a nose, and a mouth. Well, I don't know if they did or not.
Yeah, what do you mean you don't know if they were aliens?
Were you aboard the spaceship? I don't know where I was.
Clay figurines.
I was in a room.
You tell me. Jesus.
I'm going back to the bridges of Madison County.
No. He did say you tell me.
Yeah, he did.
Yes. Well, I don't know where you were. Jesus, pal. I mean, so you were aboard the spaceship. I wasn't aboard the spaceship. Maybe I was, maybe I wasn't. I was in a round room. What was it, a toilet? Where were you?
Hotel.
And again,
maybe he was in the Oval Office.
You tell me.
You tell me. You know, they should really think about hauling Whitley away. And
he said his life was ruined.
Well, he ruined my life. My life was fine until I talked to him. My life is ruined now.
You feel sorry for him.
I'll be known as the interviewer in the most bizarre interview ever held on broadcast anywhere in the world. A broadcast facility.
So what you're saying is this interview destroyed your life?
Well, I don't know if it did.
You tell me.
You tell me if it destroyed my life.
For a while there, you were the one abducted.
I didn't say destroyed. I said changed.
Well, it says here in front of me that...
Jesus Christ.
Does it?
I honest to God, I said, yeah, it says abducted. It does? Did I write that?
I don't know.
The whole book, the subtitle was A Story of Abduction. Stupid misprint.
I liked it particularly when he went like this. Well, what do you think about ba 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 ba? And he goes, well, I. He just would pause.
You asked him about the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't give really any answer. He said people saw, they witnessed what happened. And you said, how many brothers and sisters do you have? It's like, what?
What kind of bike did you have as a kid?
Honestly, I'm
some sort of answer.
I'm trying to dig anything out of the guy.
Whitley, did you see Congo?
Honestly,
your favorite food.
You like to fish.
Okay, if you were an alien, what kind of alien would you be?
Oh, my God. I honestly, God, I wanted to, burst into tears.
I had to turn off my mic when you asked that question.
Wow, Christ.
That put me over the
top. How many brothers and sisters you got?
To play an instrument?
How was the movie? Not very good, really.
Honest to God, I just...
I did get upset. Theaters were full.
Yeah, that's stretched.
That was the weirdest moment of my life.
It was a successful movie, wasn't it? Not really.
No, not at all. It was a total failure.
You know, it could be those aliens were working through him and working on your brainwaves.
God, I think that must... You know, I think what I'm perceiving as this interview being over is this... I'm right in the middle of the interview now, but I'm being mind-controlled to think that it was a total flop and the worst thing I've ever done in my entire life. Was this the worst... It wasn't the worst interview. It was just the most bizarre interview.
That was very odd.
I don't know. That guy who wrote the book on selling your body parts,
that was a bizarre interview.
It was fun, but it was just weird.
So this one was the worst then.
Well, there's that whole class of people who come on, but you'd have no idea why they came on, you know.
Is it a situation where maybe Well, no, the worst interview ever is Raquel Welch.
Hmm. Well, she never got a chance to be interviewed.
That was an interview. You heard the phone click.
Well, this one's the lady in the posse.
This one sort of this one goes into that Andy Rooney category.
Andy Rooney.
You know, where a guy comes on, but...
How about never?
Why did he come on?
And Whitley say that.
It takes two of you to do this radio show?
Honest to God. Why do I subject myself to this? I could go back to General Metalware and make garbage cans. You know, I could go back to Prospect Foundry and get hit in the bucket... get in the head with a bucket of molten lava.
They are working on those brain waves.
I could get hit in the bucket.
I feel sorry for Whitley. I feel like buying the book just to give him some money.
He should buy the house so he gets it out of foreclosure.
Mm-hmm. I don't. I feel like Vidal Whitson, the guy who punched his lawyer in the eye. I'd like to punch Whitley for being on this show.
He has a baby. He must have had a little enjoyable time.
Must have had some sex.
At least one.
Could have been the aliens.
No, may not even
that's
be
no
a
baby.
Human.
That's not a baby.
Just because this is a totally aural business, it's all audio, you can turn to page 1B of the Metro section, the Star Tribune. There's a picture of me, what I look like right now after I talked to Whitley Strieber. I'm just staring into space, and there's a bag of North Star ice hanging from my mouth.
No, all you mean is just the little dribble.
A little dribble, too. I'm doing that, too. That's me right there.